Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We haven't spoken to Avi Abelow for way, way too long. He is the voice of the Pulse of Israel broadcast program. Avi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Wonderful hearing your voice.
Nice to speak to you. So many things I actually want to talk to you about. But let's start off with the Shin Bet situation, the announcement by the Prime Minister, the way in which this is all playing out in the public, and of course the protests. Give us some perspective on what you think is happening here.
It's unfortunately very simple and very sad. We're talking about a situation where enough information is out there for the public to know that the head of the Israel Secret Service, Ronen Bar, is very much responsible for many of the failures of October 7th. He knew, again, this is information that's been published, he knew hours before the attack by the Hamas, the invasion on October 7th, that it was going to happen, and he failed to call the Prime Minister and warn him, did not give notice together with the army to warn them to get ready and get the soldiers on the border to prepare and defend against the incoming attack. And this is just some of the information already out there and published. So the Prime Minister has every right, according to the law, the government has every right, according to the law, to fire a head of intelligence, and yet we're seeing a public protest in the streets, being led also by former Supreme Court Justice, who publicly said last night in an interview on Israeli television that if he'd be fired, he, in a sense, supports civil war.
Yeah, so what is all this talk of Israel on the brink of civil war? Without being funny, what a load of baloney.
It's a huge load of baloney. First of all, most of the Israelis who even protested before the war against the judicial reform are not even out in the streets anymore. They have very, very few. It's only the tiny core elite of the activists who are out in the streets, in the few thousands right now. They're not getting the masses they did, because the majority of the people are not buying it. It is clear that this is nothing to do with protecting democracy. It's very anti-democratic, and it's all about toppling the government, and it's the flavor of the month issue. And they see this the firing of the head of the intelligence, who for whatever reason they see as being on their side, hence that's their rallying cry. Him being fired, which is totally democratic and totally according to the law, somehow they're using his firing as the reason to go to the streets and create havoc for the people of Israel. But the people of Israel are not having it, and it's just a very, very sad testament of people who've convinced themselves that the government is worthy of being taken down at all costs, even if it makes no sense, and they're the ones destroying democracy, not the government.
That said, is it not is Netanyahu not fueling some of this by talking about things like deep state and this type of language, which instinctively makes us think, you know, here in South Africa, we've seen talk like this. And every time the government really can't deal with something, they talk about international players participate. You know, there's this murky thing, and it isn't helpful. Surely Netanyahu should refrain from that type of language.
I'm actually very supportive of Netanyahu using that language.
Okay, tell us why.
A situation here in Israel for decades that has been ignored. You're talking about a situation where unelected bureaucrats have, in a sense, been running the country over the years, overpowering decisions made by Netanyahu and his government, overturning decisions about appointments, stopping policy. And it's the war has basically exposed this reality for many more Israelis to wake up and understand. There's no reason that this person, Ronen Bar, should not be fired. There's no reason either that the attorney general should not be fired. You're talking about an attorney general who's been working against the government since its inception. Attorney general is supposed to be there to assist the government overcome legal hurdles, not be the legal hurdle to the government. And a government should not have a problem to fire an unelected official who stops the government from trying to legally impose or implement policy. So it's a true situation that needs to be taken care of because the government can't rule and implement policy that it was elected to implement legally. So no, I don't think it's a problem.
So you don't think it is? You don't think it is a? It's dangerous talk. You think it is an accurate reflection of what has been going on within the Israeli political dynamic? Your view?
100%.
Right. Before I let you go, I do want to ask you one more question, and that is about this anti-Semitism conference. We've seen a fair amount of people pulling out of the conference because of who is attending. My personal view aside, what is your thoughts on this?
I think it is very sad to see people and organizations and even the president of Israel pull out of this conference. I personally know Diaspora Affairs and Minister and Minister of Fighting Anti-Semitism, Amichai Shikli. I've had him speak at my own conference dealing with anti-Semitism that I held in Jerusalem 2 years ago. And he is one of the few Jewish leaders who are publicly calling out and dealing with the real cause of growing Jew hatred today, which is a religious ideology within Islam to hate the Jew and legitimize violence against the Jew anywhere in the world, and the whole cause called Palestinianism. And there should be no reason, if he sees that there are allies out there in the Western world who understand that that is the core issue that has to be dealt with, we should be open to those allies, regardless if they're on the left or the right.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, too many organizations and leaders of legacy organizations still prefer to be politically correct and literally ignore the genocidal hatred towards the Jew that is coming out of the Islamic world, that is fueling much of the growing Jew hatred across the Western world, including South Africa, including America, France, England, not just Israel. And they prefer to stick to their failed politically correct stance, which has led to the growth of anti-Semitism. And my feeling is even stronger. October 7th is the outgrowth of Jew hatred post-October 7th is a testament to the failure of the legacy organizations and the billions of dollars that have been donated over the decades to fight anti-Semitism. Because if they would have been succeeding in fighting anti-Semitism all these years by allying with the intersectionality and the Black Lives Matter and all these other liberal progressive groups that in and of themselves are anti-Semitic and have come out as anti-Semitic, well, then there should not have been the outgrowth of Jew hatred after October 7th.
Avi, I do need to leave it there, but very, very important perspective. What do you think? 061-895-1019. That's Avi Abelai. He's the voice and pulse of Israel Broadcast Program. Shabbat Shalom, Avi. It is 8:47.